Dear Mr. Featherstone, in view of recent domestic difficulties which have necessitated my enforced absence from employment, I would like to take this somewhat sudden opportunity and unorthodox postcard medium to offer my immediate resignation. Maybe sometime in the near future we can discuss the terms of this curtailment vis-a-vis my position in the corporate structure and any financial settlement which might accrue. Yours faithfully, Dennis Truelove.
Toast, coffee, scrambled eggs, okay for you?
Thanks. Perfect.
Nice day.
Winter will be a quiet time for you.
Well, people still come. We offer lots of special breaks, advertising some nationals occasionally, although it's a bit costly.
Still, a change from Burnley?
Martin told you.
He did.
He's very keen. Got a thing about sailing. I don't know where he gets that from. His dad was a brickie, never went near water of any kind. Will you be eating in our restaurant tonight?
Please.
With a baked sugar glaze whole gammon special.
Put my name down.
I think you'll enjoy it.
You seem to have made a mark with the locals. The car park chap tips me off first, and then I met this woman who was also cracking you up. Keeps the beach cafe?
Oh, that'll be Sue Catron. Dark hair, nice smiling face.
Keen swimmer, shallow end only.
She comes in here quite a bit. Not had it easy, our Sue. Has to graft to make ends meet, but she keeps cheerful. Bless her.
She said she lives somewhere up in the village.
Beehive Cottage. It's off Langley Lane End. A bit cramped if you've got a 6-foot gawky lad to fit in with you. Mind you, young Paul might be on the move soon. Have you any family, Mr. Sanderson?
Only my mother. And a cat.
Oh. I'll get some more coffee. That looks cold. What with me gabbing on and on.
October 1st. Day 3. I'm Dennis Sanderson now from Sheffield, and I'm in engineering of some kind. Solid chap, solid job. I never realised how easy it is to be anybody you want to be. I'm rather enjoying it. I've put in my resignation today, by postcard, direct to Mr. Featherstone, a blank one, no sea views. I shall use the new car to get a postmark some way from here. I'm very tempted to find out what's going on back home. I found myself scanning the papers this morning, not sure what I expected to find. I might risk a phone call to Mother today. Meanwhile, I intend to pursue the Lady of the Sea. She's called Sue, lives at Beehive Cottage. Life is so utterly transparent in a Cornish village. Everybody knows everybody. The thought occurs to me that I'm suddenly very visible in this out-of-way place. Still, it won't be for long, Mozza. When they come, I will have gone. I'll leave behind me 5 or 6 names just to confuse. My main problem is, I've no idea how things are working out back there. Do you know anything yet? I remember when Mr. Featherstone was talking to some trainees once about banking practices. He had this smiling beauty scarcely out of A-levels in a short black skirt on his front row, and he was intoning dramatically about security and fraud. "Believe me," he whispered at the skirt, "I am like the doctor who can hear and feel infection in the body. Only I can hear and feel it in the brickwork of our corporate structure." This was quite good stuff for Mr. Featherstone, a deliberate act of willful imagination. In the front row, the long legs crossed in applause, and I felt suddenly very clever. He really had no idea at all. I knew then I couldn't stop. I knew then I couldn't go back, make amends. I knew it was just a matter of time. And now it's over, all I can do is keep moving. It's like the tide, though. I know it's coming in behind me, Morris. When you read this, you will know how I felt on this day in this place. I want someone to know the story of Dennis Truelove. The real story. Signing off. 10:30 a.m., day 3. Porthant Bay Hotel.
Oh, it's you. Hi.
Just checking you got back safely from the raging sea.
Look, I'm just going out.
It's Sue, isn't it?
It is, yes.
I just wondered if you'd like to be my guest for a Christine special tonight.
Tonight? Well...
It's glazed gammon, recommended by the chef.
There's one thing...
You're a veggie.
I'm not, actually.
You don't know me.
No, I don't. I mean, past the wine list thingy seems a bit crude, doesn't it?
Dennis. Dennis Sanderson.
From the north. Who told you where I live, Dennis?
Not difficult.
This place, it wouldn't be.
I hope you don't mind me asking. I just thought.
Just thought what, exactly?
Chance meeting like that. Here I am, alone on holiday. 2 days or so, I'm gone forever. I've got some spare cash in my wallet and a very strong feeling of time running out, you see. Best not pass up any opportunity. I mean, it's not every day I meet a girl on the edge of the sea with such a lovely smile. And laughter behind it, too. And this girl did say she might see me later before she ran into the sea.
Wow. You must have been up all night writing that. A girl. I can't say no. I'm only human.
Tonight, then. About 8 o'clock.
236421. True love.
Mother? Dennis?
Oh, nice. Where are you, then?
I'm in Cornwall still. Everything okay, Mother?
I'm all right. But I've a bit of bad news for you.
The bank's been in touch.
The bank?
My place of work, Mother.
No. No bank's rung me. I don't think so, anyway. I got your card. Looks a very nice place. I haven't got the clotted cream yet, though.
You said bad news.
Well, yes. It's that cat of yours.
Springsteen.
Funny name for a cat. Huh, funny name for anything when you think about it.
Mother, the news.
Oh, yes. He's gone. I've lost him. I went round this morning, but he hadn't eaten Monday's food. No sign of him.
He's done it before, don't worry.
What about you? Not working too hard, Dennis?
I'm fine. No other news?
No. Oh, yes. Your mate came round. The lanky one with the beard.
Morris.
He brought me some flowers. Wasn't that nice? Morris, he said.
When was this?
The day after you left.
Did he ask where I was?
He did, yes.
And you said you didn't know?
Did I?
Mother, please.
I can't remember what I told him. Such a nice chap. He makes me laugh. He did this trick where he spins round on the balls of his feet.
He what?
He spins round. Like a dancer. He told me he practices it at work at the bank, in the vaults, when he's all alone down there with the gold bars.
He told you that?
Chrysanths, too. You must have told him they were my favourites.
I'll have to go. I'm in a phone box.
You do that. Terrible expense, those phone boxes.
I'll see you at the weekend, okay?
I'll keep a lookout for that cat of yours. What's that name again?
It's quite a decent flavour. You like?
Don't ask me. What I know about wine could be written on a postcard.
Cheers, anyway. Have a good winter with your liabilities.
Cheers. Thank you, kind sir. I'll try. Well, up north, you said?
Sheffield.
Really? Well, I went there for a big concert. Van Morrison.
Pond's Forge. Some place, isn't it?
The arena, actually. The concert place.
Sorry, I mean the arena.
And you're a... let me guess... A salesman just made redundant.
What makes you say that?
What you said. Cash in your wallet.
Right. No. Engineer in full-time employment.
Doesn't fit the sketchbook image.
Well, no. I'm thinking of packing it all in. Complete change.
Oh, I think that. Dream on, Sue. Oh, I'd love to pack it in. Drift off to Italy. Make ceramics in the sunshine. It's never going to happen, is it?
We can all dream.
You know something?
What?
You're very nervous, aren't you?
Am I?
Well, you've looked round twice at the door in the last 10 minutes. Expecting someone?
People. They interest me. I don't like to miss anything.
Observant type?
I think so.
Not that observant.
Can't tell your concert halls from your swimming baths.
What? Oh, yeah, well, I'm not a Van Morrison fan either.
De potage, or two soups. I'm not fussy if you aren't. Everything all right, folks?
Midnight. Day 3. A busy one, continued. 12:05. I rang Mother like I said I would. Seems you've been round entertaining, Morris. Balls of your feet among the gold bars in the vaults. I can just see your face. And hers. It worries me, though. Did Mr. Fewerstone send you round? Are you keeping the faith, Morris? I hope so, friend. I took my beach lady friend to dinner tonight. I walked her home like a teenage lover boy through the little streets of the village under a waning moon and starry sky. She really is something special. And she caught me out fair and square. The first time since I've been here. I felt for a moment very unsafe. Questioned. Threatened. She was like seeing through me. Some basic Sheffield facts about the concert arena and the swimming baths. I wasn't thinking. I've done a sketch of her in the back of this journal. What do you think? Odd. I will never see her again after this week. Terrible luck. To properly connect has always been so hard for me. Maybe you could come down here. Late substitution for when I leave the pitch. It's very quiet now. The hotel's shuttered and still. Still no one has come for me. Still no phone calls. Still no black car. Just this waiting. I really want something to happen now. It will. Last Thursday, Mr. Fewerstone asked to see me. Just after lunch. He'd had some statements. I could see he was concerned. And now he had one clue. It was just a matter of time. I knew at that moment I had to go. He only needed one card in the pack. And now he's pulled it out. The deck I've built will come down. I must move on soon. Or he'll end here. With me being led from this hotel with a coat over my head, cameras popping, locals pointing. I know the word they'll use. Swindler. It sounds so damning, so final, so cold. Day 3, midnight hour. This is how it is for me now. Good night, Morris.